What's up, y'all? Let me see if this works. What's up, everybody? I don't plan on being on here that long, but I have something on my mind a little bit. Y'all know me, when it's something on my mind, I gotta share it with y'all to see, you know, y'all input and just to give y'all something a little more to think about. All right. What's up, Jeremy? What's up, Chris? What's up, James? As you come in, say what's up to your girl. Like the video, share the video. Follow me over on Facebook. Subscribe over on YouTube. Cop a book, okay? You are worthy. Conquering your insecurities from within. Get you some all organic, all natural hair growth oil. I'm out of stock right now, but you can still order it. But I was thinking, you guys, what's up, Quentin? What's up, Terry? What's up, Jermaine? I was thinking, and what's up, T, Tyronell, Brandon, you told me how to say your name, Tech Grenade, Everyday, CJ Jones, Dirty Wayne, 80, what's good, Sasha? So, I'm noticing that it's not only an instance to where no good women are turning down quote unquote good guys or nice guys. And I didn't really see this until recently, because I've seen girls that I would consider to be queens or women that I would consider to be upstanding, substantial, good quality women that too are turning down good quality, upstanding, substantial relationships with quote unquote good guys or nice guys. And it had me thinking like, damn, maybe it's another, you know, dynamic to this that I'm not discussing. And maybe that's why you guys, you know, keep getting my inbox asking me questions like, you know, well, she was this and she was that and she still didn't, you know? And I'm thinking like, damn, maybe it's something that I have to do a little bit more studying on. Ladies, I gotta call us out real quick. Because it's some good quality women out there who would still rather be with a no good nigga or a low vibrational, no good man over a good quality guy. And it's got me thinking and shaking myself like, damn, we need to talk about that. What's up, Annabus? What's up, Justin? What's up, everybody? I'm sorry if I didn't get to say your name. Share this video, like this video, y'all. What's up, Mary? She says, hello, D. Hi, everyone. Just dropping in on my little break to listen and support. Peace to you, Queen. What's up, Nate, Quentin, Greg, Dorian, King, y'all? What's good? I got to call us out real quick, ladies. Because how are we considering ourselves to be queens and good women, but yet we are turning down good quality men on top of the low budget, low vibrational ratchets that are also turning away and turning down good men? Where's the balance in that? That's hypocrisy. And again, this really came to me because I've witnessed women that I know are good women that still would rather be with trash ass men. And I just don't understand it. And it's like, you know better. It's not even a case where she doesn't know what she's getting herself into. She doesn't understand, you know, that this man is going to potentially hurt her or, you know, run through her, get over on her. She knows this, but yet that's exciting to her. That's a thrill to her. That's something that intrigues her. And a man that is there for her, a man that supports her and all of that, she's like, yeah, that was cool for a few months. But I, you know, that's a little boring. And I want something different. You know, I want something more. I mean, and I'm like, damn. Y'all are making me eat my words because I'm out here telling these men that, you know, keep being a good guy, keep being a nice guy, and you will eventually attract a decent quality woman. And then y'all don't even want them either. So I'm just kind of lost. I'm still going to have that same sentiment, though, because I do stand by that. But it's another dynamic to this, y'all, that I didn't quite catch. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to tell y'all to stick true to you. Stay true to self. Don't let nobody change you or make you want to act a certain way to win them over or get their approval or and shit like that. I'm still going to tell you to always stay true to who you are, regardless of whom or what. But I got to call us ladies out on this because y'all can't be out here talking about you are a queen, but yet you're not trying to find you a king that's going to match your fly. That ain't how you build castles. It's just not. It's hypocrisy. Fellas, this also had me thinking about y'all. Because it's like, if women are doing this, and y'all know I deal in balance and equality, y'all got to be doing this shit too. I just maybe have not seen it. Are there good quality men out there that are turning down good quality women so that y'all can be excited and intrigued by thots, ratchets, hoes, women that are, you know, are not your equal? Like, are y'all doing that shit too? And if you are and you know better, that's even worse. When you know you are a queen or you know you are a king, but yet you still choose to deal with peasants, thots, and niggas. Like, I don't get it. And y'all be knowing. Y'all be knowing better. Y'all be like, you know, yeah, she ain't shit, but that ass was fat. And yeah, she ain't shit, but, you know, the sex was good, you know? And I'm just like, damn, we need to touch on this. I just haven't seen a man in my face up close and personal do it. But I know y'all do it. But what really inspired this conversation was me seeing women in my life doing this that I would consider to be queens. And I'm just like, well, damn, girl, like, I'm just a little lost right now, y'all. And I want to talk about it. Because y'all can't be out here making the rest of us kings and queens look bad. Period. Don't have us out here looking stupid. Because I see you, queen. I see how you are. I see how you think. I see how you move. I see what you're about. But yet you would rather give all of that to a no good ass man that's gonna dog you out and treat you bad. And then y'all leaving the good quality men. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I got bored, you know. How are you a queen getting bored with kings? Like, that don't make sense to me. Or is it the fact that maybe you're not quite a queen? Or maybe it's the fact that you're not quite a king. Maybe that's where I'm getting lost in the sauce. Maybe I'm confusing my damn self by thinking that these people are what they're not. I don't know, y'all. I'm perplexed. I'm a little bit confused right now. Yeah, I'm laughing, but I'm for real. And I'm a little bit confused because, again, I define kings and queens by way of how they carry themselves, how they think, how they maneuver, what they stand for, what they are involved in. You know, that's how I measure a king and a queen. And so I'm seeing these queens on the surface be what I would consider to be a queen, but then she doing ratchet and thought type of shit. And I'm not saying that everybody does not have different elements and different sides to them, because y'all know, I speak from personal experience, but y'all know up close and personal, it's many sides to Danica. Yes, I'm a queen, but can I turn up? Absolutely. Do I know how to carry myself in a good manner? Of course. But do I curse a little bit sometimes? And do I get a little bit loud and, you know, a little bit raunchy and shit? Absolutely. It's, I know and understand that. But when it comes to you choosing the types of relationships that you are wanting to build upon and build families with, that's another element to me. Like, to me, that's the difference. Like, for instance, let me give y'all a little bit more clarity of what I'm saying or what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, Danica Marie, I consider myself to be a queen. I carry myself in a certain way. I have certain ways and actions about myself. I think differently. I try to maneuver differently. I set higher standards for myself. I hold myself in a higher regard. This, that, and the third, right? But at the same time, when I'm out with my peoples, when I'm out with my cousins or my family or my sisters and my brother and, you know, whatever, I'm turned up. You know what I'm saying? You may see me, y'all ain't, hopefully y'all don't see that shit. My family, they be recording and shit though, but y'all ain't gonna see me twerking nowhere. But when I'm out, yes, I'm twerking. You know, I may have a shot or something. And no, I don't drink, but I may have a shot for a special occasion. You know, I might get a little tipsy here and there. Do I do all the time? Absolutely not. But I still consider myself to be a queen. However, I'm not going to entertain street dudes that ain't about shit, thug ass dudes that ain't about shit, that just want to smoke, just want to do drugs, just want to, you know, have sex, just ain't about nothing. I'm not going to entertain that. That's not a side to a queen that should be, you know, a factor into what makes a queen a queen. That's the difference between a queen's mentality, ways of actions, maneuvering, is the quality of people and things that she decides to invest herself into. So although I may turn up and be a little ratchet when I'm out with my family and friends, when we're having a good time, I'm still not going to entertain a low vibrational ass man that's going to bring me down all for the sake of a fucking thrill. And I'm seeing too many of us women that I consider to be queens do that. What's up, Tabitha? What's up, Kelvin? What's up, Jermaine? Too many of us are doing that. The word, and excuse my language. I've seen queens be with kings, right? And then maybe a year later, she's bored. She entertaining this dude. She talking to him, and he ain't shit. He just like to smoke, fuck, drink, sell a little drug on the side. Be in the streets, be turned up, be at the club, blah, blah. And that's exciting to y'all. But this king that you were with, who was taking care of you, making sure that you weren't wanting, needing for nothing, making sure that you were being emotionally satisfied, financially satisfied, mentally, and all of that. Maybe the sex wasn't as good as you would like it for it to be, which I do. I'm not even going to stunt and act like sex is not important. It absolutely is. But we would rather give away all of the good qualities or all of the good aspects of what made that king to be a king and trade that in for a peasant, street nigga, thug. And he's not stimulating you mentally, emotionally, financially or nothing like that, but because the dick is good, excuse my language, you would rather go ahead and risk it all for him. And I don't understand. Because you can teach somebody how to, you know, slang it if that's the problem. I just don't understand, y'all. And we, I'm sorry, y'all. what's good, Jerome? What's good, Power? What's up, the Infamil? What's up, Conscious Clone Killer? Sex should get better over time. True indeed. And it will. But it's too many of us that are just throwing it. We're throwing it all away just because the street no good dude sex game was on a 10, and then maybe the king sex game was an 8 or maybe a 7. And you're like, well, damn, yeah, everything else is a 10, but since the sex is a 7, I can't do it. And he ain't got shit. All of these checklists, 0, but the sex is a 10. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and trade that. That's what I'm gonna do. That's awesome. I just don't understand. But then, y'all, men and women, but right now I'm talking about women because I'm being confronted by this or with this with women that I know personally. We want to be with these no good ass niggas because maybe they are sexy. Maybe they have good sex. Maybe they excite us or they, you know, give us a little bit of a chase. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but we like that for the time being. So we would rather put a king on hold for these low vibrational men or niggas and then give all of our youth, give all of our time, give all of our good sex, give all of our body, get all of our soul, get all of our energy. We give all of that to them. And then we having babies by them. We fighting for the relationship. They ain't doing shit for the relationship. They're not doing shit at all. They just fucking and giving you babies, right? And then one day, when you older, much older, and you all ran through, excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry if this is uncomfortable. I'm sorry if this is harsh. I just got to call it out. Call a spade a spade. When we all ran through, washed up, we got all of these different babies by all of these different men. Or maybe it's the same no good ass man. We are just out of whack in every aspect of who we are. Maybe now we're out of shape. And I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, physically, and all of that, financially. We out of shape now. But we gave that no good ass man all of that. But now we want to turn around and get with those same kings that we neglected for those men after the goods have been used up. What kind of shit does that make? How is that fair? And then y'all want to get mad and say, ain't no good men out here. Niggas ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. Ain't no good men out here. When they were. They just don't have time for you now. They were trying to give you the time of day back then, but she would rather kick it with Craig up the fucking block that just wanted to smoke and drink and fuck all the time. And give you babies and use you up for your money and drive your car around and shit. You gave all of that to him. That's when everybody wanted you. You had your head on straight. You were focused. You were ambitious. You kept yourself up. You made sure you had that in order, this in order. But now you won't allow this man, this no good nigga, To do with that all that he wanted to do with it until it wasn't fun no more, or until you wasn't fine no more, or until you didn't have what he wanted anymore. He unleft your ass to be with this younger version of you. Now you want to turn to the kings, and that ain't righteous. Justin says, yeah, you chose Craig. Now go wait for him to get out of jail and leave me alone because I'm not interested anymore. Look, Justin, that's the thing, what I'm trying to say. Tech Renee said, that's exactly how these chicks that wasted themselves sound. That's what I'm saying, Tech Renee, and you laughing. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we cannot be this hypocritical. We cannot stand for something differently but then go after the complete opposite. We're out here maneuvering as queens. But then when it comes to choosing the men that we want to build with or grow with and establish a relationship with, we are doing the complete opposite. I don't get that. Don't be sorry about telling the truth, LOL. Peace to you, CJ. I just don't understand it, though. Like, girl, you had, and I want us young ladies right now, while we are young, while we do have our head on straight, while we do have our lives ahead of us. And again, you guys, like this video, share this video, subscribe over on YouTube. If you're over on Facebook, follow me, like this video as well, and share it. But while we're young, I want us to be able to have these conversations before it's too late. It's too late for a lot of us. I don't want it to be too late for you. I want to check you right now while you are young, while you are 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. I want to check you now. And let you know that, yeah, he might be excited right now, but that's not what you want to do. That's not what you want to invest your time in. And I'm talking about beautiful young women. Beautiful, y'all. These women are beautiful, drop dead gorgeous, smart, ambitious about their shit, can hold it down. But yet they would rather waste that away on a tired ass dude who just wants to use her up while she fine, while she got a little something going for herself. But meanwhile, he ain't really trying to build with her like that. He's just trying to use her up while he can. And then when he's done with her, he's going to discard of her. Queens, I don't want y'all to be her. I don't want you to be the type of woman that is going to allow a man to do that to you. Stop thinking that you can change him. You can't, queen. It may be fun, but it's going to be very temporary. Very temporary. And temporary could be a few months, a few years, a few weeks, but it's going to be short-lived. And your whole life can be wasted away if you allow that to continue on like that. You're going to look up and be like, damn, I got 2 kids by this nigga, or I got 10 kids by this nigga. He ain't doing nothing for neither one of them, you know. Or maybe it's multiple different men. Because let's be real, ladies. I'm seeing queens act like this, and I don't understand it. So I'm going to check y'all right quick. Yeah, I get with this one dude that ain't shit or about shit. But he's sexy and his dick good, right? So you get with him. Then after a while, he gets bored and tired of you. You still want to be with him though. By this time, he ain't already gave you a baby. And y'all know how that is when you're dealing with no good ass men and babies. Once a baby pops up, oh, he's out. I'm not even interested no more. That's responsibility. Niggas don't like responsibility, okay? And when I say niggas, y'all, I'm not talking about black men. I'm talking about all men, okay? While y'all trying to run from black men, sounding dumb as fuck saying that. But once a baby pops up on a nigga, he's out. Responsibility is petrifying. I don't want that. Because when a baby comes into the picture, it's not exciting. I have to take care of y'all. Not just you, but y'all. I'm out. I'm gonna go to the next bad shit. Now you stuck with Lil JJ. You got to raise Lil JJ by yourself. And you're like, damn, he straight left me. I can't believe it. But your ass, and you knew you was a queen. Your ass left. Let me see. Who I see in the chat? You left Charlie. Charlie, I always use it as an example. You left Charlie, and he was a king. You know, he was trying to build with you, but you left him to be with this no good dude. No good dude gave you Ray Ray. Okay, let's say he Ray Ray Jr. So Ray Ray left you with Ray Ray Jr. to raise by yourself, and now you like you feeling stuck. Meanwhile, a quality guy comes back into the picture. Okay, Maurice, what's good, Maurice? Maurice comes to the picture, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna use myself as an example, Danica. I see you stuck with Lil Ray Ray by yourself, but I feel like you are a queen, which you are, okay? You got your head on right and everything, but you just keep choosing no good niggas. I don't know. I just keep choosing no good niggas, right? You a queen, nigga. I want to build with you, you know? I accept Lil Ray Ray Jr. as my own because I see your potential. I see what you are doing by yourself, and I salute it and I respect it. Let's build together, Danica." And I'm like, okay. So I give Maurice a chance, right? But Maurice is not, I don't know. He's not keeping me guessing, I guess. All right? He's not keeping me on my toes as far as wondering if he's cheating on me or wondering if he's messing around or who he's screwing or being in the streets and leaving me hanging, don't want to spend quality time. Like, the thrill is kind of not there with Maurice. But he's great. Takes care of me and Lil Ray Ray. Lil Ray Ray ain't even his. He makes sure I got food. He makes sure I got money. My bills is paid. Everything, right? But he not keeping me on my toes in a negative way. I need that little spice. Okay, I need a nigga that's going to be cheating on me a little bit. You know, and you know, I need a nigga that's going to be in the street having me chase him around. That's what I need. So now I'm telling Maurice, like, you know what, Maurice, this just ain't working. And Maurice, like, well, why it's not working? It's just not. It's not you. It's me type shit, right? So then Maurice is like, okay, well, I mean, I guess I have to just respect that and accept that, you know, hopefully we can still be friends, but if not, that's cool. So I leave Maurice because low key, y'all laughing because low key, who I see in the comments? I see Conscious Coon Killer, and Conscious Coon Killer is a respectable king. I'm just using him as an example. All right, King, do not, okay? I see Conscious Coon Killer. All right, and I'm like, damn, Conscious Coon Killer, he a street nigga. Like he gives me the thrill. Okay, he smoke, he drink, he still a little weed on the side. He can't never keep a good job. But he fine, and the dick is so good, girl. I just cannot. Yeah, I know he got 3 baby mamas already, and, you know, whatever. They ain't nothing to do with me. I'm just all about Conscious Coon Killer, okay? Period. And meanwhile, I'm a queen, though. I carry myself right. I take care of business. I'm doing this. I'm holding that down. I'm a queen on paper. But when it comes to my choices in men, it's terrible. I get with Conscious Coon Killer. Conscious Coon Killer is killing me, all right? Mentally, physically, damn near even emotionally and physically, right? And especially monetarily. But I like the thrill. So I'm with Conscious Coon Killer. We chilling. He excites me. He thrills me. Before I know it, Conscious Coon Killer just gave me 2 extra babies on top of Ray Ray. But as you guys know, after a few chillings, the thrill is kind of gone, okay? So Conscious Coon Killer, while he still wants to be with me, he's still cheating on me, though. But that's all right with me because he didn't leave me like Ray Ray did, right? Conscious Coon Killer over here dying laughing. Look, he didn't leave me like Ray Ray did, so I'm okay with that. And plus, I got 3 babies now. I'm not going to leave him. So, I mean, it is what it is. But he's cheating on me. After a few years, I get tired of Conscious Coon Killer cheating on me. So I say, fuck this. I can't do this no more. Because like I keep saying, I'm a queen. All right? I'm a queen. I know how to hold shit down by myself. I know, you know, how to think, maneuver, and all of that. It's just my choices and men are bad. That's the only flaw with me. Right? So I get tired and I say, you know what, conscious coon killer? I'm taking Lil KK and Big KK and Lil Ray Ray and I'm out. Conscious coon killer, like, okay, well, do what you're gonna do. Say, fuck yeah. You know, whatever. A king comes to me. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna give this king a chance this time, right? Let's see. who I see in the comments. I see let me scroll down. I see Mark. Shut up, Mark. He thought nobody gonna want you with 5 kids. Look, I see Mark. Mark is a good guy, right? Mark comes into the picture. He's like, look, girl, Danica, I see you. You moving like a queen. You know, I respect that. I respect your hustle, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, cool, Maurice. I'ma really try my best to be with what's it, Maurice or Mark? Mark. I'ma really try my best to be with Mark, right? Because, you know, I see that he's a king. He's not out here, you know, in the streets. He's not out here messing around. He's not out here cheating and stuff like that. He's taking care of me and my 3 kids by 2 different men. And I respect that and I love that. So I'm gonna stick with Mark. Mind you, I'm still in my youth. I'm still very youthful. You know, I keep my body together. You know, I hold stuff down. I hold my business together and all of that. So, I mean, I got it going on still. I stick with Mark for 3 years. Right? Mark wants to have a baby by me, but I'm like, you know what? I've been there. I've done that. I don't really want any more children right now. Like, I'm kind of good on that. I just want to, you know, make sure everything else is in order. Maybe, you know, maybe one day, but not right now. But Marcus, you know what, Danica, that's fine. I understand you want to hold off right now. Mark actually wants to marry me and everything, but I'm just like, you know what? It's something within me that is still kind of chasing the nigga. So I see Quentin. Quinn says, broken mentality adapts to survival, also more mentally broken than physically, okay? But I see Quentin. But Quentin, I see that you a king, but I'm right now in my scenario, you a no-good-ass nigga, all right? I see Quentin, I'm like, damn. Quentin, he just a savage. I love that. Oh, my God. But I've learned my lesson from dealing with the street niggas, right? Because I learned from Ray Ray and Conscious Coon Killer. And I think those are the only 2 I got so far. So I'm like, you know what? I see him over there. I really want to see what Quentin about. He does, you know, entice me. He does intrigue me. He be spinning a little game my way. And I be like, you know, kind of want, I'm getting tempted. But I'm trying my best because Mark is a good guy. And I've been there and I've done that with them street niggas. So I'm a really try my best to stop these urges of wanting to see what Quentin No Good Ass is about. So I'm still waiting around with Mark. Okay. Mark still holding it down. I'm doing my best. Right? But then finally I give in to Quentin's ass. And I'm like, Quentin, bring that dick here. Like, period. Like, I don't even care. I'm risking it all. You know, I feel like you're sexy. I feel like the sex is good. I feel like you are spicy, spontaneous. You intrigue me. I know you ain't shit. And I know you got all these different women that you mess around with. I know you stay with your mama and everything. But you know what? That's okay. So I go to Mark and I say, you know what, Mark? You've been a really good guy to me over these years. I really respect the fact that you've taken care of me and my children. And I know that you were thinking about settling down and everything, but I just don't feel like you're the one for me. And Mark is like, well, damn, Danica, fuck. Like, I want to go pick out the ring and everything. Like, what? But I'm like, I'm sorry, Mark. I just don't see myself being with you long term like that. Like, I just don't. So Mark says, you know what, Danica? That's fine. Mark packs his shit up. He moves out. The kids like Mark and everything. They're like, Mama, what happened to Mark? Mark, it just didn't work out, sweetie. Don't worry about it. So, Quentin, we popping, all right? he's satisfying my little temporary excitement and things like that. I'm intrigued by him. But then Quentin takes shit a little bit too far. A little bit too far, right? And I get tired. I get tired of it. And I say, you know what, Quentin, I'm done with your ass too. I already got these three babies by myself, by two different men. And I'm not going to sit around with your ass wasting away my time and energy and efforts on you when I've been there and I've done that. I can't do it again. So you know what? I'm going to go back to Mark. But let's say me and Quentin was together 5 years, though. I've been dealing with Quentin's no good ass for 5 long years. But I was smart enough not to get him a baby. Okay? I was smart enough that time not to do that. But I still dealt with the same nonsense. I ain't getting my baby, though. So I say, I'm going back to Mark. By this time, I run into Mark. I'm mentally out of shape. I'm emotionally out of shape. Financially out of shape because, let's say, Quentin didn't know how to keep a job, just like the rest of the motherfuckers. Couldn't keep a job to save his life. He always needed something from me. He eating off my food stamps and my this and my that and just wearing me down. He cheating on me with all these beautiful women, messing up my ego and my insecurity level is all the way up here, and I just can't do it. So you know what, Mark, I'm coming back to you, baby. I'm sorry. I realized my mistake, but I'm out of shape in all aspects now, right? Still a queen though, but I'm out of shape though. I just need a king now to put me back together, to help me put myself back together. But by this time, Mark is like, damn, Danica, I mean, I really would like to be there for you, but I'm married now. What? Yeah, you know, after you broke up with me, it kind of was a blessing in disguise because I met my queen after that, you know. Probably a year and a half later, I ran into my queen and, you know, we decided to build together. I'm sorry that you're going through that, but I mean, I closed that chapter in my life. And over here laughing off some Lord have mercy, Big KK and Lil Ray Ray. Look, I'm like, oh. Meanwhile, Big KK, Lil KK, and Ray Ray, they see Mark and they excited. They like, yeah, I'm gonna get back with Mark. And I'm like, nah, Mark has moved on, sweethearts. And I'm stuck. Feeling stupid, looking stupid. I'm like, damn. I'm looking for a king now. Where the kings at? More niggas coming my way. They sexy than the motherfucker though. They sexy. I can see. The game probably good, but I'm just not interested. I've been there. I've done that. I'm over that shit. I wasted all of my youth dealing with that, and I'm not doing that again. I'm not putting my kids through that. I'm not putting myself through that. Been there, done that. Y'all can have that. They keep coming to me though, but I'm like, fuck no, I'm looking for a king. Where's the kings? But like I said, I'm mentally out of shape, physically out of shape, emotionally out of shape, financially out of shape. And I got three extra people with me. Not really, the most desirable package. And I know this sounds harsh, y'all. I know, and I'm not saying that a king will not accept a woman that has kids or that is out of shape. Like, he would, but the chances are very slim, ladies. And this is what I'm trying to get us to understand so that we can avoid it. Don't just be out here thinking that, you know, a king is going to be a good man regardless. He going to accept me and my kids and all of my baggage and all of my flaws and all of my this and all of my that. Like, he going to do that for me regardless. So, yeah, while I'm young, vibrant, and cute, I'm going to live my motherfucking life, do what the fuck I want to do. And if that involves me leaving these good guys alone and fucking around with these no good niggas that got good D and that excite me and, you know, give me all kind of thrills, then that's what I'm going to do. Because I hear us say this kind of shit, y'all. Again, women that I see or perceive to be queens got their head on straight. But when it comes to choosing relationships, they're just like, YOLO. Like, I'll cross that river when I cross it. I'll cross that bridge when I cross it. Like, right now, I'm going to waste away. But this right now is your key time to really get yourself in a position to where you can build with a king. Because that opportunity is not going to always be there to the same capacity that it is right now. You never know what could happen in the future. You can't make a man accept you and your flaws and your, you know, kids and your baggage and your this, that. And you can't. And then turn around and want a king later? After you done been ran through by all these different men? I don't know. I see the hearts in life. I see y'all laughing. Queen, don't laugh. I'm just being real. I know these conversations are uncomfortable, but they real. I'm talking about beautiful women. Drop dead gorgeous. Smart. Know how to handle business and everything. They feel like they're going to have that forever. And, you know, I'm not saying that you won't. Maybe you will. Maybe you're not going to be out of shape physically, mentally, emotionally, and all of that. But those kings that were interested in you prior to you being ran through by the hood, by the street niggas, like they gonna have it in the back of their mind, like, yeah, she fine, but she a hoe. Yeah, she fine, but I mean, everybody done hit it already. Yeah, she fine, but I mean, my homeboy, my cousin, my brother, everybody, they didn't tap that. Like, it's kind of embarrassing. We don't think about that though, y'all. And I have not come to the realization that it is queens on paper that are doing themselves like this, setting themselves up for the okie doke, thinking that because they are fine, thinking because they are sexy and cute, that they'll always have these unlimited options of men to choose from. And no. I'm not saying that no king will ever want you, but it would probably be slim. Let's just be real, y'all. Let's just be real for a second, like we always do. We're always real. We talk the real here. And I don't mean to woman bash or slut shame, whatever the fuck y'all gonna say. I don't mean to do none of that. I just want you to think. Think about what now. And think about the effects it will have on you in the future. Not only yourself, but your children as well. We're too busy thinking about what looks good and what feels good versus what is actually good for us. And we would rather risk all of that for temporary satisfaction than to really think long term and be like, you know what? I'm not going to have sex with him, just because they are sexy or just because they are fine or just because he excites me. But I'm going to hold off. I'm going to make sure he is worthy enough to penetrate me. I'm going to make sure he is worthy enough to even be with me in the first place, because I know and understand my words. But then we want to have these games that we play, these semantics, where it's like, well, I'm a queen. I'm a woman. I'm in control of my body. I can do what the fuck I want to do with my body. And you can, queen. But all I'm saying is think about the consequences. Think about the repercussions. Think about the long-term effects. That's all I'm asking. And if you've done that and you still don't give a fuck, then more power to you. I just want you to think. That's all I want you to do. And it's too many of us young women that are not doing that. And I want you to. I don't want you to sit here and say, I only live once. I'm going to have fun. I'm young. I can be dumb. No. Because you're not dumb. So we're not going to give you the excuse of being able to say that I'm young and dumb. So, I mean, I got to live my life. I mean, I got to do what the fuck I want to do now so I can get it out of my system. I hate when y'all say shit like that. Because you can get it out of your system with a king. Oh, you didn't know that. You didn't know that you can get with a quality young man and do all of those exciting things with him. And he can possibly be worth it. Unless my husband said you gotta train somebody. Okay. So you can do all of that. You don't have to do all of that with a no good ass nigga. Just to say that you got it out your system. No, you can get it out your system with a quality young man, a decent young man. Somebody that's actually worth it. Then they get pregnant, have 3 babies with 7 dudes. You know what, Tommy? And it comes to a point where it's like, Queen, when do you know better? When do you do better? Because like I said, it's not like we don't know better. We just continue to not do better. We would rather waste it away, give all of our good love, all of our good sex, all of our good time, all of our good energy to these wasted of man, low budget quality niggas, and then pass up the good quality man until later. I'm going to save you for later, y'all. But right now, while the getting's good, I'ma get into him, 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 and him. Yeah, they ain't shit, but the dick good, and they sexy, and they fine. And I know they be messing around, they excite me. You know, you cool and all, but him right now though. But still wait though. Let me get ran through first, okay? When I get ran through, then I'll come back. Ladies, stop that shit. And then get mad. See, I can't handle a real man. A lot of them can't. I just don't understand why we are doing this to ourselves. We're not thinking about the effects of the long term. We're just thinking about, okay, he make me come good. He's fine. He keeps me on edge. And that's all that I'm about right now. Okay? That's all I'm about right now. But we're not thinking about, okay, if I do get with this guy that ain't shit, how would that impact me emotionally? Will that make me become insecure? Will that make me become depressed? Will that make me become financially unstable? Will that make me become mentally unstable? How, you know, if I be with this guy and a baby is produced, how will my children be affected by that decision? You know? Is he going to be around for them? I mean, I know he ain't shit to me, so I can only imagine what kind of father he would be. So we're not thinking about that, though. We're like, look, I use condoms. I'm on birth control, so I don't care. Do what I want to do. But not thinking about the fact that even though a child could not be produced, you can still have a lasting and negative impact on yourself. And maybe you're the type of woman who does not care about what other people think about them. You know, you just want to do what the fuck you want to do. You want to get ran through, fuck it, I'm get ran through. If I want to fuck him, 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 and him, I'm just going to do that. If I want to be with that no good ass nigga and have a baby by him, then that's what the fuck I'm going to do. If I'm going to do this and do it, maybe you're that type of woman. And again, if you are, more power to you. But if you are the type of woman, just know that when it comes to a point in your life, and it will come, when it's time for you to settle down with a king, he more than likely won't want to do that with you. Because again, your name is hot in the streets. That box is hot in the streets. You have a bad reputation. I can't pull up with you on my shoulder or you on my arm and everybody unhit it. I can't pull up with you on my arm and, you know, you kind of out of whack right now. I just can't. Like, I don't want you now. I wanted you back then because I saw what you were capable of doing. I saw your potential. I saw the efforts and the moves that you were making. But now, I don't see that to the same extent. You kind of wasted that away. I wanted to cultivate that. I wanted to build with that. Yeah, I would have married you. Yeah, I would have gave you your children. I would have raised your children with you. I was willing to do all of that with you. And I wanted to. But now, I mean, I just don't. I feel like you're just kind of, you know, used up. I feel like you're just kind of using me now. Like, you dissed me back then. Let's be real. Y'all be turning down good quality guys and then want to double back. Once you and already got your back doubled in, like, come on, like, let's just be real. Like, let's just be real. What's good, Warren D? I just don't understand it, ladies. Gentlemen, too. But like I said, I haven't seen it up close and personal as much as I've seen it as of late with women in my life, or women that I know or I'm close to or whatever. You know, good quality queens, but they just would rather risk it off for low vibrational streets, no good men. And I just don't understand it. It hurts me. And I just want us to really prevent the future heartache, the future headaches, bring in children into these circumstances that, you know, we'll continue on these cycles of chaos and confusion and destruction, because we have enough of that. We have enough of what we're not supposed to be doing. We have enough of what we're not supposed to be. You know, we know better. Let's do better. We see what our mothers went through with, you know, dealing with no good niggas. We seen that. We've seen her get mistreated and dogged out and used and abused and left. We saw that. We know the ending to that story. Let's create a different one. Let's break cycles, y'all. I've always been the type of woman or female that didn't have to go through it for myself to know that it's not something that's for me. I'm able to look around and see. That happened to my cousin. That happened to my mother. That happened to my aunt. That happened to my grandmother. That, you know, and say, you know what? I'm not doing that shit. Because, whoa, no, that's not it. I could have easily been the young woman that, you know, fuck it. The women in my life, they did this. I'm going to do it too. Obviously, it's not that bad. So I'm going to go out here and have sex with whoever I want to have sex with. I'm going to go out here and bust it open for whoever I want to bust it open with. I'm going to go ahead and have babies by whoever the fuck I want to have a baby by. I'm not going to think about the consequences and the repercussions. I'm thinking about right now. I got to live my life. But when you do that, ladies, your life can be destroyed. And not only that, you are potentially going to create new lives that are a part of your life. And you're going to destroy their lives in the process of you destroying yours. So let's think better. Let's think better. Let's do better. Let's know and understand that what looks good and feels good may not be good for you. And let's also know and understand that kings out here, they can look good, feel good, and be good for you as well, if not just as much or more than these no good dudes. Let's stop throwing away the kings for temporary thrills. Find a way to be able to have that spark and have that thrill with a king. You can do it. I do it. My husband is a god. My husband is a beautiful, black, strong, masculine king. Okay, that's what he is. He reads books. He handles business. He takes care of home and me. He pays my bills and shit. Like, my husband takes care of everything. I don't really have to worry about much. I really don't. For the most part, I don't have to worry about much. Am I making contributions? Absolutely. That's what a queen is going to do anyway. But to a lot of women out here, y'all would probably say that my husband is boring. He's not, he don't have any excitement. He's not out on the streets. He's not out here getting drunk. My husband does not even drink. I don't even think he ever had a drink in his life. Like, my husband doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. All he does is work out, go to the gym, go to work, come home to me, read his books. We watch TV. We talk. Get it in, okay? But that's pretty it. That's pretty much it. To a lot of women out there, y'all would say he was boring, up and down. Up and down. Oh, he's boring. I need a man that's gone, you know, do this and do that. Turn up, turn up. You can do that with a king, y'all. With his boring ass. If that's boring to you, I mean, maybe because I'm boring too then, okay? Maybe I'm a boring ass chick too. I don't know. Because my ass be in the house too, doing what I need to do as well. But you can have fun. You can turn up in the bedroom. You can turn up in the house. You can turn up when y'all just kicking it together out, you know, outside. You know, you can do all kind of things with good quality people. You don't have to do that with low vibrational people that are going to, without a doubt, destroy you later on. It may not be right now, but it's going to come. It's going to come. And when that time comes, I feel bad for you. I do. Because you could have very well made the right decision right then and there. You didn't have to push that king off so you can go and live your life with low quality men. You could live your life with a king, period. You can turn up with a king. You can have good sex with a king. You can have good stimulating conversations with a king. You can share and build with a king. You can get loose with a king. You can do all of those things with a king, ladies. And queens, I just don't understand why we are dismissing kings so that we can be with low vibrational men in the hopes of him becoming a king that he will probably never be. But I'm going to get off of here, y'all. Again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'll see you guys later. Please feel free to like, share, comment, subscribe over on YouTube. Follow me over on Facebook. Inbox me. Whatever you want to do. But I'm going to get off of here, though. I have to say that, though, y'all. Real quick. Kings and queens. Let's leave on this note to make it really balanced. If you are a king, you need to associate with queens. Stop making exceptions to the rules for these thoughts that intrigue you. Because a queen can get thotty too. Okay? Let's just be real. Queens, let's stop entertaining these peasants and low vibrational niggas and then dismissing the kings. You need to associate with a king. Because like I said, you can do the very same things with a king that you can do with a low vibrational nigga. But that king is going to build you up in the process. All right, y'all. I'm going to go. Much love. Peace. I'll see you guys later. And again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. All right, YouTube. I'll see you guys later as well. Peace.